and welcome back to episode 2, season 4 of Stoner Babble. I'm pretty high. My notes are sticky.
Your notes are sticky this week.
Because I've been doing hella dabs this week.
Straight dabbing. So what you got for me this week? What's up?
Dude, I'm trying to figure out where we left off.
You know where we left off? Egyptian gods, you know that? They come back through satellites. You remember that? Because last week, let me remind you. Let me bring you back to a time about sun gods and dead satellites. And this week, we got to talk about it. Digging up old gods. Osiris. And you know, I just stumbled upon this in dug up an old god on the third. Osiris, yeah, you guys looked at the videos maybe. It went viral for a hot second. They pulled a coffin, something that was very engraved and delicate from the water. They said this was God. I laughed, but it was Osiris. And then I looked it up today. AMP News disputing it now 3 days later too, because there's no old gods coming back there. But Burke, they're coming back, bro. What's up?
See, I'm not worried about the old gods coming back. I'm worried about what killed the old gods coming back. You just if you unearth his tomb, he's dead.
Oh, no, he's alive, bro.
Nah.
No, so what's up? You want to kill him then? You don't know that. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If they're dead, that means they were killed by something. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what
what's a god killer? Who killed gods?
Themselves.
Inside out?
Yeah. They turned on each other.
Ooh, anarchy.
They each got jealous of each other's power. It happens.
Yeah. You get too much. Too big on your head.
Yeah, I want to talk about something you put in the Discord.
Discording.
Yeah, dude. Ghost restaurants.
Oh yeah, I stumbled upon this.
See,
yeah.
I knew about this.
I did not know about this.
This is how Chuck E. Cheese stays.
But it makes sense. I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's a lot of people out there in this world that Uber Eats. So if you guys ever recognize this, you're like, oh, I'm going to get this fancy new restaurant on there that appeared on Uber Eats. And oh, it's got so many good stars on there. Look at the addresses. Sometimes they match up to usually known restaurants. Applebee's is a well-known Cosmic Wings fan. And I did not know this until yesterday. Fuck you for that, restaurants. Your stupid game is up. I'm coming out there.
Yeah,
it's game time. Restaurants, I'm going to throw your Cosmic Wings back at you.
That's the number one thing keeping
those businesses afloat.
Yeah. Like they just have like Leo's Pizza, but it's just a fucking Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Damn, dude. I thought I was getting special high ends and I was getting Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese pizza tasting good though, apparently, because it's still in business.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's been years since I've had one.
Yeah, we could put some Woolly Mammoth on it too. Well, you Woolly Mammoth Eater? Why'd you put that in the Discord? You a Woolly Mammoth Eater, man?
There's a guy called the Alaskan Bone Collector. Look him up on Instagram. Okay. And he's a gold miner in Alaska, but he has a chunk of land where the permafrost is melting and it's unearthing lots of bones. Like he's got several mammoths. He's got several short mouth bears and they're all in this one concentrated area. His theory is like an end of times event happened on Earth that made them just migrate to that area. And that's just where they died.
What was it?
No one knows.
You tell me.
No one knows, dude.
You have to tell me.
But they found some woolly mammoth bone that had meat on it, and they grilled it and ate it.
What did it taste 20,000 like?
Leather.
Wow.
Would you eat?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes. Absolutely. Why not? Once in a lifetime.
It's 20,000 years old,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? You ate such bullshit in your life and you tell me that you're not gonna be willing to do that. It's such a lot. You shut your mouth.
I don't know, man.
Shut your mouth.
I'd have to see.
You would have to see what?
I'd have to see.
You look at it and then you eat it. That's what you do.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
He makes a good point.
Water world too, baby.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
No, there's not gonna be a water world. I got something I do want to talk to you about since we're on the topic of food. You a fan of Chili's?
Restaurant or the food? Or both? Which one?
The restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Or something. Yeah, but haven't been back in a hot second. It's been a while.
Why?
Because I just don't go to restaurants anymore. I'm one of those people. COVID broke me. It broke me. I'm just staying
home. Okay, you could order carry out.
Sure, I could. I don't order from chains anymore. What's the point?
I just feel like Chili's is dying. There's only two left in our area.
Oh, no. They should up the game then.
What do you mean? How do you up the game?
You revamp.
They have... Listen, I will fucking stab someone if they try to argue me on this. If you're talking about chicken tenders, no one has better chicken tenders than Chili's, dude. The chicken crispers, hands down, the best chicken tenders in the game. And they have the best dipping sauces. They have the best seasoned french fries.
So when's the last time... So you've been to Chili's quite a bit then.
Dude, it used to be one of my favorites, but I got to drive fucking 35 minutes to get to one now.
So you're not really willing to put in the effort for
but
Chili's,
my question
huh?
is how the fuck can we let Chili's die, but Arby's lives on?
Arby's is more, it's easier.
But no.
It's easier.
It's never busy.
It's front.
So it's like mattress stores.
Yeah, it's like mattress stores.
Why don't we have so many goddamn mattress stores?
Well, that was a front. That was proven in my world.
Are they connected?
Sure, they could be.
Is Arby's connected to the mattress industry?
Are they stuffing meats into mattresses?
Damn it, dude.
High-end meat trade by night at the docks. Meats into mattresses, baby.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this.
Yeah.
I can think of six other restaurants that I would give up before Chili's.
Okay, that you would give up. Okay, hit him with me.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay. Go away, Rubies.
IHOP.
And get rid of the pancakes.
Get out of here.
Sorry, bro. Sure, our rapid naming them off so quickly with your six restaurants, sir.
All right, Logan's. What's that other steakhouse? Texas Roadhouse? Out of here. Oh, here you go. On the border. Out of here. Chili's should be here to stay. We need to buy Chili's.
I will not, no. That is a foolhardy investment.
We turn it into...
As your financial certified investor, I against this trade.
But hear me out.
I can hear you out, for sure.
We got cameras all around the bar. I'm the bartender.
Sure.
You're the manager.
Okay.
He's the host. No. Yeah. We're going to get you a sidekick, but yeah, right. You'll be one of the hosts.
If you really think I'm entering the food industry, you get out of your fucking mind.
But listen, cameras everywhere. It's a live show, dude. You can tune in and watch us manage a Chili's.
Sounds like the worst fucking idea you've
no,
ever had
No, I think it's
so
a great
far.
Idea, dude.
So far.
I think it's a great idea. You need time to think it through. It's one of those ideas that's got to sit a little bit, you know? What you know about the Bat Bomb?
I don't know a lot about the Bat Bomb. What's the Bat Bomb?
It was Plan B.
Plan B to what?
The Big Bomb.
Yeah, the Big Bomb.
The Big Bomb. And here's what it was. Long cylinder-shaped bomb that they would drop in on a parachute. It had these Mexican bats that hibernated in these pods, and they strapped napalm explosives to their chests. And their plan was is they would drop this bomb in, the bats would get released, and they roost in wood and straw, which is what a lot of the roofs and stuff were made of back then. And then their explosives would detonate. The napalm explosives would detonate on the bomb and just cause chaos. The first time they tested it, it blew up their research facility because the bats woke up early from their hibernation and they roosted in the test facility and their explosives went off. That's when they were like, oh my God, this could actually work. That's your fucking plan B. I mean, just think about how easy it is for like the government, dude.
Yeah, they're super easy.
They make a hummingbird with a fucking bomb in it, swim it up to someone's house, and booyaka.
Booyaka, booyaka! Not ready
if,
for this.
If they're first that we know of where they've done something like this was back then, where has their thinking gone now? This probably gave them so many ideas. We don't know what the fuck is out there,
fucking
bro.
Fucking war criminals are masterminds of this.
Mm-hmm.
All the bees are disappearing, right? Many bee bombs.
It ain't no good, dude. We can't have no bee bombs.
Hey, speaking of last week, too, we have another satellite falling from the sky soon. It's a satellite that, let me pull this up, has been up there for about 38 years. And they're speculating that this is going to fall down roughly this weekend and burn up mostly in the atmosphere. But there's a chance that it will hit down somewhere. But most likely, it'll be low residential area if possible. And I'm just thinking
Wait. Does it say if possible?
Put this. This is from AP News. Look it up. Old NASA satellite falling from sky this weekend. Low threat. They put the odds of injuring somebody as 1 in 9,400.
That's not a lot.
As I sat there reading this article, I wondered to myself, at what point are you held responsible for this killing some? This satellite's just randomly falling, meaning you can just do this?
What are the chances you win the lottery?
Billions.
Like, what are your odds?
It's astronomical. Way more than 1 in 9,400. Getting hit by a NASA satellite falling from space after 38 years is much more possible than winning the lottery.
1 in 292.2 million chance of winning the lottery. So you got a better chance of dying from, what'd you say it was?
1 in 9,400.
Of what?
Are you fucking kidding me? Satellite debris.
Satellite debris.
Them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Just makes you wonder, though. What else could fucking fall down from up there? Anything, everything.
Like, I saw a model, but I don't know if it was real.
Big old model.
Like the model of what the space junk looks like yeah. around Earth.
What?
Like, we fuck up everything, dude.
We everything.
The ocean, space.
I guess it's not real, though, you know?
What do you mean it's not real?
This is a simulation, right? It don't matter.
One possible scenario. Booyah,
kapooyah.
One possible scenario.
You know, it's really fake, though. This fucking Weather Channel that exists now. You just told us about it. We just witnessed. For me to understand as I age, as I get a little bit older, I'm starting to wonder, should I start watching the Weather Channel more? And I wanted to. And we pulled it up. There's nothing but normal TV on there. Like road truckers.
And there's like a little ticker at the bottom.
Of weather.
Yeah.
What in the world has this become? The Weather Channel is different. It's changed.
It's the new MTV.
It's new MTV. Yeah. There is no music. There is no weather. There's weather on the weekdays. On Sunday, we need to watch TV.
And it was some Canadian show.
It was.
Why do I got to watch a Canadian show?
We figure it out. What do you think, though?
I don't like it, dude.
You can start our Weather Channel.
You want to hear something funny, dude? What you know about gay demons? You heard me? What you know about gay demons?
I don't know if demons were what. No. Carry on. Tell me more.
I was watching this thing where this guy was talking about propaganda that the media and Russia spews to its citizens, right? Propaganda that's in their mainstream news is the reason that they're losing the war in Ukraine is because Ukraine is using gay demons because they're led by a Jewish Nazi gay demon. And I heard that and I'm like, wow, well, who started this? So then I started digging a little bit deeper, and I don't know what the main religion in Russia, but this guy that's starting this would be like the equivalent to the Pope of Russia.
Oh,
he's the one that started this. That's the reason that they're losing in Ukraine, dude, because the gay demons.
Damn. Okay, religion pulling out the ace.
You think like
this pulling out shit. The ace out the sleeve?
And it gave me a little bit different perspective because I'm like, man, we hear a lot of bullshit in our news, but we haven't made it to the point where we're hearing like school shootings are happening because of gay demons. It wouldn't surprise me if someone said that. It's kind of weird, you know. Speaking of demons, what are you
got? Let me be. So I know you want to be Indiana Jones, right? You're like a big Harrison Ford fan. I know you want to be Indiana Jones, so you get. I got you treasure maps. I got you treasure maps coming out from the Nazis, and he did Nazi stuff in those movies, so you got Nazi stuff coming out.
One of the things that I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
Maps. So I got maps here for you. I got declassified treasure map leads to hunt for Nazi gold in the Netherlands.
You trying to go?
Yes, absolutely. Of course I'm trying to go. Every time I bring something channel. Up.
We're trying to go hunt Nazi gold.
They just hooked it up. This is from World War II when the Nazis were basically pillaging across Europe. There's probably artwork down there. Burke, there's probably a treasure trove of just treasure hanging out somewhere in there. We could find it. We could do it, but it's available now. We can go to Netherlands. We can go hunting. Go hunting for gold. And we could do this on the show. And it could be part of the walk. Put on your overalls.
Why do I gotta wear overalls?
You gotta go when you were looking for gold. Netherlands would be cold.
So what are we looking for?
Gold.
In the Netherlands.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, maybe part of it.
Are people already doing this?
Yeah, I would think so.
So why are we going to do it?
Well, they haven't found it yet. It's a treasure map.
Oh, it's a treasure map. I thought we were mining. Gold.
No, so when I was saying.
You got a copy?
I can find this one. It's been declassified, baby. Okay. We got the maps right here. But we have to go over there and we go searching. And I'm saying that's a show because there's other teams out there now.
I'm in. We always say you give it a good solid 30 minutes of research.
Absolutely.
We can give it a good 90 days. We're going to the Netherlands for 90 days to hunt Nazi treasure. Then what are we going to do with it when we find it?
Well, we probably give part of it away, right, to the museums. And then we sell the rest of it on the black market.
And then once we sell it on the black market, we give half of the earnings to Holocaust survivors' family. That way we're giving back.
I like it.
Everybody wins. Ultimate
Sweet
hustle.
Sweet victory.
Now, what I've just done is I brought you full circle from a fucking horrible fucking shitty Indiana Jones movie. And I just brought you right into the plot of the new fucking... What's his name?
Fuck you, bro.
What's his name? Mummy.
Oh, Brandon Fraser?
Brendan Fraser, dude. He's selling stuff. He's selling stuff. He's finding stuff. He's selling stuff, dude. He's donating. Everyone wins, dude. Fuck Harrison Ford, dude. He sucks.
Oh, so you want to put the face of the franchise on Brendan Fraser's shoulders, then, is what you're saying?
No, I'm going to put it on my shoulders. I'm just saying we're going to use him as a point of contact in the movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, a POC. Gotcha.
An advisor. He's telling us, hey, you want this job? I'll help you out 10%. He's just a broker. But he's giving us the good shit.
Wow.
What's up, dude? I'm the new mummy hunter.
You're hunting mummies. How many is this for you?
It only seems right. What do you mean?
Well, you said you're hunting mummies. You've done this before.
I'm hunting mummies now.
Oh, that's your new thing.
Yeah, not just one at a time.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm a multitasker, dude. Hunting mummies, motherfucker.
Yeah, mummies.
Hey, you want me to tell you something fucking ridiculous?
I hope so.
Let me tell you something fucking ridiculous. Please. How ridiculous is it that a cop on a motorcycle can write you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt?
Have you gotten have they written tickets before? Have you gotten a ticket for that?
Not in this state.
Oh.
But I have gotten a ticket in other states for not wearing my seatbelt.
By a motorcycle cop?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you one more embarrassing. It was a bicycle cop.
You did?
Yeah. He was sitting at an intersection. Because it was busy. He was stopping cars from like blocking the intersection so people could come. He was like 40 feet away and he was like pointed. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, giving you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. Once I saw he was pulling me over, I put it on. I didn't have it on. It's fucking dark outside. How the fuck did you see me from 40 feet away?
Damn.
Not wearing my seatbelt.
Wow. He got you.
Yeah, how fucking embarrassing that is?
Yeah.
I can't think of a more embarrassing way to get pulled over by a police officer than by a fucking bicycle.
I can't believe you just didn't take off. It was dark.
Where was I going to go? Thing, it was like a downtown busy night. I had nowhere to run.
Set on the stage, busy night.
Yeah, like there would have been nowhere. I didn't fucking drive up the sidewalk. I mean, fuck that, man. I'll pay that little funky ass seatbelt ticket. But the only way it could have been more embarrassing was maybe if he was on a horse and he didn't get off the horse to write me the ticket.
That's cooler. You basically did the worst thing ever. if you didn't know, Argentina is in quite the inflation right now. Currency nearly valueless. I found a story about a painter that's, hey, my currency is so cheap right now, I'll just paint on it. Their current exchange rate for one of your dollars is 178 of theirs. If that comes here, you could be like painting the $100 bills, you think? You could be living up here painting $100 bills? You paint your bills now?
You said it's in Argentina?
It's Argentina.
Maybe it's time we go take over Argentina.
What? No. But if you did, you could use this stuff. They're making the toughest stuff out there, bro. I didn't know they could do this. They got new materials. They got the earthest toughest materials right here. It's a metallic alloy, but you know what it doesn't do? It doesn't get brittle when that changes heat temperatures. And this stuff is so thin. It's so microscopically thin, Berg, and it's so tough. Tougher than a thousand steel rods put together and wrapped around your skin. So tough, Berg. You can't get through it, and you won't be able to get through it. But these guys at Berkeley, they made it, and you'll be able to get it.
They made it.
Yeah, they made it up. And the thing is, Burke, it's coming. Now think about it. You got this razor thin sheet that covers you as 1,000 times stronger than steel. It's over, Burke. The robots are coming with that shit dressed on, and you're gonna have to try to fight them with mech suits made of that shit. I don't know what to do anymore, bro. I'm seeing the future coming, and it is bleak.
We're gonna need it to protect us from the extreme heat of the earth.
You're thinking boiling heat magma lava monsters, so, yes.
If it doesn't change property, that means it shields heat. You should be able to make armor that protects you from the outdoor heat.
Oh, making armor. You should also make candles. Can you make some candles that smell good too, bro? Like musking trees, because it's gonna be a sulfur up in here.
Don't fuck with me, dude, because you know I've been trying to make a fragrance, dude, and I said we should start with a candle.
I don't remember that.
Nah, you fucking remember
that. I don't remember that.
No. We need a Stoner Babble candle line, dude.
What's gonna smell like?
Lilac and lavender?
Maybe, baby.
Maybe, or
sandalwood.
Sandalwood.
That sandalwood is real good. Real musk man smell. You got it right there. It's SB. SB Worldwide candle line.
And our holiday fragrance will be cinnamon brown sugar.
God damn.
So we start with candles. And then we move into the men's fragrance line.
We should start this for real, because there's a boom in market right now in Germany for this. Did you know this about candles?
No.
Ever since COVID hit, the energy crisis with Russia has been hitting Germany. So people, the candle market is booming over there.
Do we have listeners in Germany?
I think we have a few.
Let's just make a candle.
Let's make a candle. I know candle people.
Dude, I bet we could YouTube how to get started in candles, right?
We could mix and match and do it right.
And we hand make the fucking candles right here in this basement.
Absolutely. It's a personal touch, each and every one.
Dude, we could have candle making night. You could bring your family. You could bring your girl. You could bring your girl.
It's a good time out. Dinner
and just make candles, dude.
It's a good time out.
And then we move into men's fragrances.
Well, that's when you bust out the classiness, right? We were talking about this before.
Yeah.
The 2 cents. 2 cents.
Three.
3 cents. Whoa, what's the extra one?
There's
three
candles and there's 3 cents. You're going to have summer sport. You're going to have sophisticated evening. And you're going to have luxurious nights.
Luxurious nights. Ooh, that's our silk and satin, baby.
I think we could probably work together to come up with three colognes, right?
Absolutely.
Boom. And then that's going to boom. And guess what? Guess what?
Now you're really booming.
We're going to have a place to call home. And that's when we go to Argentina and we help revitalize the economy because we're going to need workers to work to create this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And ship it. So now we're helping out. And then they're going to need a new leader because there's too much corruption. And guess who that's going to be? Right here. I want to be the future president of Argentina.
Saw this one coming when I was talking about that story. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you yapping? You're going to be minister of defense.
I ain't doing none of that. You're watching you down there take over, trying to take over the world. I ain't dealing with this anymore. Absolutely not.
You don't think I could be the president of Argentina?
I think you could be. Do you want to be?
Yeah, I kind of do.
What would you do, though? What would you change?
Everything.
Oh, you think you would have secret police?
I would have to.
Do you think you'd be corruption? Do you think it'd be how quickly would you be corrupted?
No, I would not be corrupted.
No, it won't take any amount of money.
Hear me out. It's so fucked. How bad could I make it?
I could see burning world.
But it's not like if their exchange is that terribly, dude. They're hurt. That means all of that money is tied up in corruption.
It's pure corruption.
So you'd have to find a way to get rid of it.
You go in secret police then.
Gotta go secret police.
So you could be head of secret police then.
And then after we eliminate the bad guys, they're gonna be like, wow, you did such a good job, eliminate all the bad guys. How would you like to stay here and lead this country? I'm like, I'd be honored. And then you're vice president. We're gonna be the first government that has a live stream 24/7, dude.
Okay. Fuck. All right. Let's do it.
Could you imagine if we could hear the fucking meetings that just happen behind closed doors? Like, we're gonna give the people true access to the government. That's what we're going to do to change it. There'll be no fucking secrets, dude. You're going to hear exactly what we're talking about. You're going to know what the fucking important issues are.
This will be like the third episode. I'll be like, waking up at 3 a.m. Fucking Biden said, what? Get that bitch on the fucking line. He can't come down here and say that shit. He's a world away mother. Some bitch.
No, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waking everyone up.
Yeah, I ain't got no time at 3 a.m. in Argentina. Because
we're night owls, dude.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Like, yes.
We're doing important business shit in the brain at like 2 or 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's important.
So we're calling fucking world leaders, dude.
Yeah.
I'm prank calling Kim Jong-un every night, dude.
Call my mama to see what she all right.
So I guess we should finish up. Hey, I think we should finish this up, you son of a bitch. I'm thinking final thoughts for the second episode of whatever season we're on because, frankly, you said four. So what'd you think with your final thoughts? You got any?
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about this the other day. I find myself now less opinionated about the world around me. I don't know what is real, what's fake. You know what I mean? I don't know who to believe, who not to believe. So I just don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm just now more aware of my surroundings. It's kind of peaceful. I find myself struggling now. Where do I look for content to do for this show? Where I can like avoid seeing some of the nonsense. Twitter is pretty much ruined for me. Facebook I hate. Now I have to go searching even more for news. Do I really fucking care? It just leads you down different paths of the internet when you're trying to fucking avoid seeing all of the political nonsense. And just need a fucking break. If it all went away, would I even care? So I'm like, why wait for that relief? Like, just get it now. It's been peaceful. Just me and my dads, bro. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Too many dabs.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, man, like, put the shit down, take a few dabs, and, like, that's my final thought.
Gang, gang.
Get your shit right, man.
You know what's about to be in your surroundings?
What?
My final thought. So do you ever think, hey, about this? Do you think the animals have their own vendettas against you? Maybe you unjustly unjusted them, or maybe they're from your past. You unjusted somebody, and they became an elephant. So anyway, hey, I got a thing about this elephant. Hey, this elephant in India trampled this lady in December 28th. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Trampled her. It was like a 60-year-old lady by the river. Trampled her to death. At the funeral, came back, elephant with the herd, and trampled her again at the funeral. The dead lady. Just knocked her around again and left. And then the family buried the lady after that. What kind of vendetta does an elephant hold against you? Because those guys don't forget. But at the same time, is that a person in there? Did that lady kill someone and then they came back as an elephant? And then they came rampaging back?
Or
what?
Full circle, dude.
For a circle?
Maybe elephants can detect gay demons.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was a gay demon and they took her out,
Wow. Full circle. That's right. Got him. Caught another story before anyone else.
Like, what if you just went home and your dog turned on you? Could you even be really mad at that?
Partially.
But he is a wild animal.
I'm a wild animal. I turn on you. And then I guess you're surprised? I guess not, right?
No, but I'm saying, like, but should we be that surprised that an elephant would? I do find it's a little odd that it came back.
With its family, it trampled the place again.
Like, maybe she threw hot water at it or something.
Oh, hot water.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
Like, get out of here, elephant. Like,
she had to have done something to that fucking elephant.
Like, there's vendetta
threw
involved.
Threw boiling water at it. Or like,
the moral of the story, don't mess with the elephant. Either way, it doesn't matter what they are.
If the lady did something to the elephant, I'm on the elephant side. If the elephant did it because it was just like, yo, I'm about to fuck this bitch up just because, then, nah, man, I can't fuck with that.
Right. Got to do some research.
You think we get some Google Earth?
On the walk, we could. You better walk your ass on over to stoner-babble.com or Twitter at BabbleStoner or go to the episodes. And I got all the links to our Discord and everything available there. Thank you. Have a good evening.